Bob Catter came out with something while we're away that I just couldn't let go without commenting. Okay, just have a
right,
listen.
This, lay it on me.
This was in the news from, you know, the North Queensland MP.
Yep.
Every single boy from the age of 14 till when he finishes school at 18 will be a cadet. If you have 5 million of those weapons and people trying to use them, then you have a 5 million man guerrilla army. In answer to your question whether the girls should be in it, right? No, they shouldn't be. You know, it is about time our boys became boys.
There you go, Bob.
He is such a knob. Bob Catter. I mean, seriously.
Unpackaging that, there's three or four different things on that. But the thing that got me was talking about bringing cadets back for kids between 14 and 18. And look, I had a bit
honestly, what a stupid statement, though. Even him saying, should the girls be in it? No. Well, I can tell you, Bob, I'd be a sharper shot than probably...
You probably would.
Yeah, quite a few boys. And I'm not trying to talk tough, but... And just as well, that just the same, there'd be lots of guys that would have no interest in in learning how to shoot a rifle.
And that's
serious.
And that's what school cadets is all about. The whole thing I learned about school cadets was that camping is yuck. That was something I was forced to do. We'd go on weekend bivouacs, and then you'd have an annual camp that went for 2 weeks where you're out in the bush for that solid time, doing treks, learning how to make fires. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
I preferred the creature comforts. Even when you go glamping, I mean, it's still outside. I still get the smell of the outside air and the mozzies. That just confirmed to me that I'm not an outdoors person. I didn't mind wearing the uniform. I was very impressed to polish the shoes.
I love the uniform.
Oh, you know, getting the crease in the...
where did you grow up?
In New South Wales.
New South Wales.
Yeah.
Regional New South Wales, first indoor cadet, indoor only cadet. He doesn't go outside.
I wish St. Pat's College had done that, but they had the cadet unit there. And look, that was something kids did from year 9 to 11, which was really, really cool. I mean, if you went away on army camp, you might have had a couple of shots at a target with a rifle. That certainly wasn't the focus. It was all about abseiling down buildings. It was really learning how to cope with being outside. I mean...
Oh, and fantastic. What a fantastic... Look, I love the idea of cadets and scouts and guides and all that sort of stuff. I don't even know if they have guides anymore or whether it... Oh, no, they do.
They've still got them.
Yeah, they do. But I know that, you know, obviously girls can be in scouts now as well. I think that you learn such fantastic life skills in those organisations.
Oh, yeah, tying knots.
But he's talking about just... What's he saying about bringing back cadets just for boys?
Well, he wants to
learn how to shoot a gun.
Want to make boys men. He wants to... Yeah, because so we can have a guerrilla army against any potential invasion down the track. I mean, that's just stupid a statement. But I just love the fact that school cadets was a part of my life that... was confronting in one way. You go on camp and as a 14-year-old, you see all these dudes at the showers, naked. You don't know where to look. I mean, that was very confronting for a start.
Look at the ceiling.
Yeah.
Look at the shower rose.
Yeah, I don't want to be seen as gawking at that. But
you can't help but have a sneaky look. Everyone has a look.
I know. But
you got it. You're only human.
But isn't it amazing back in the 80s what you got away with as a kid? I mean, here were your parents letting a bunch of boys go away with a whole bunch of strangers, a whole bunch of blokes who supposedly were looking after you, but they were putting you in danger. Abseiling down mountains, trekking through wild country where boars could potentially attack you.
Yeah, imagine the safety.
Don't think there was any
back then.
There was no safety back then.
Yeah, not much workplace safety.
Wow.
Yeah,
but I mean, got me thinking.
Oh, look, lots of things back in the day. Hey, that we used to do that you couldn't do now.
What do you think about that? As kids, what were you doing as a kid that?
Oh, that would never happen now. Well, I the one that I always think of was my very first job, which was on the milk run. And I used to love hanging off the side of the milk truck, and all I was doing was standing on like a little step that you used to get in and hanging onto like this little ridge where the door slid along.
I remember that.
Yeah, or like there was some sort of bar that you held onto. I thought it was the greatest thing ever.
And you know what?
Screaming down the road, wind in the hair.
You look the coolest too. I saw boys do that around my old hometown, and I thought I'd love to do that as well, just jumping on and off.
I loved it. Can you imagine now driving down the street and here's a kid, because I was primary school, hanging off the side of a milk truck doing, you know, well, even just doing 40Ks. You'd be calling the police, wouldn't you?
Or child services.
And waving them down and saying, what are you doing?
Well, one thing you still can't get away with, and our kids were doing back in the 70s and 80s, was on a skateboard hanging onto the back of a car.
Yeah.
You know, that was always frowned upon. Mm. Although it was a quick way to get around town.
Yeah, that's right.
Not that I ever did
it. See, you're coming back to the future, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Let's put it out to the Zinc family. What could you do as a kid that, well, what, you'd never get away with now?
Or you'd hate to see your kids doing
now.
Yeah,
yeah. 1-300-891-1929.
Emily, what did you get away with as a kid that you'd hate to see your kids get away with now?
Oh, well, just from a safety perspective, I think. I used to get up of a morning, feed my brothers and sisters that were younger than me breakfast. We'd leave at 7 o'clock in the morning and we'd just be walking through scrub. Never had a plan, never told anyone where we were going. Nowadays, you wouldn't let your kids do that.
No way.
Quaff adders and drop bears would be charging you.
Our parents had no idea, did they?
We trample through, literally through the scrub. We could have been bitten by snakes or anything.
Yeah.
No one would have known where we were or where to start looking, and we wouldn't come home till dark.
That's right, the whole street light thing, don't come back till, because parents really wanted you out of the way. Back then, like kids were just a
nuisance. Seen and not heard.
Yeah. That's it.
Then if you didn't come back for tea, it was like, where the hell is that stop out? And you'd probably ring a friend or something and find out they'd stop for dinner at a mate's place. But you wouldn't think to ring your mum or dad, would you? And they'd be upset.
Well, even back then, we didn't even have a phone. So there was no ringing to check in. If you wanted to know if your mate was home so that you could go and play with them, you had to do the trek to their house to usually find out that they're not home and come all the way back again.
Yeah, and you know what? We didn't get cranky about it because that was just the way of the world.
That's it.
So one just day knew it was on the cards.
So one day you're still here, Em.
Yeah.
Thanks, darling.
A lot of my brothers and sisters are still here too, but hey.